Venezuela declares state of emergency after Caracas blasts, claims U.S. airstrikes. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 3, 2026. Venezuela declared a state of emergency after the capital was rocked by a series of explosions in the early hours of Saturday morning, with a statement calling for full mobilization to repel this imperialist attack. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was said to have ordered all national defense plans to be implemented and announced a state of emergency on Saturday morning after explosions in the capital of Caracas left several neighborhoods without power. Smoke was seen rising from a nearby military base, and other strikes are alleged to have taken place in the Venezuelan regions of Miranda, Aragua, and La Guayra. Update: U.S. says Maduro in custody. Far from the bullish statement released by Venezuela this morning reporting of Maduro having signed an emergency decree, U.S. President Donald Trump reported on Saturday morning that Maduro had been captured overnight and flown out of the country with the assistance of U.S. law enforcement. Read the latest at Breitbart News. Original story continues below. Venezuela blamed American airstrikes for the incident, but the U.S. government has made no comment on the matter at the time of publication. However, the Associated Press notes the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, published a notice to airmen an hour before the strikes are said to have begun, banning pilots from the Venezuelan airspace over safety of flight risks associated with ongoing military activity. The declaration of the state of emergency gives Maduro special powers to further restrict the freedom of Venezuelan civilians and to rapidly build up the military. In a statement by the Venezuelan Ministry of Foreign Affairs seen by Breitbart News, Caracas said they condemns and denounces the extremely grave military aggression carried out by the current government of the United States of America. The attack is an attempt to seize Venezuela's strategic resources with a colonial war, it was claimed. Announcing a full national mobilization, the Venezuelan government said Maduro had already signed an emergency decree to ensure an armed struggle against imperialist aggression.